From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The Soyuz Expedition 6 safely on the ground, completing 162 days in space for the Expedition 6 crew, 5.5 months in space.
Your courage, your willingness to face danger for your country and for each other made this day possible. Because of you, our nation is more secure. Because of you, the tyrant has fallen and Iraq is free.
Our first responsibility is to protect the American people. We all join in doing that, both in terms of national security and in homeland security. However, the American people don't need a message from the president or anyone to know that they are fiscally, economically insecure.
We have to help Iraqis restore their basic services. And we have to help provide conditions of stability and security so that the Iraqi people can form an interim authority, an interim government, and then ultimately a free Iraqi government.
We want them to get out of our city. And sooner or later, we'll kick them out of our city. Because they erase our emotions, the civilians, they are going to explode out of their emotions.
Right now, they've established a new government, and Israelis have been attacked. This new Palestinian government has stepped up to the plate and basically struck out.
You know that we are still under occupation and we are fighting for independence. We said as long as there is occupation, Palestinians will continue their resistance.
The roadmap represents a starting point toward achieving the vision of two states, a secure state of Israel, and a viable, peaceful, democratic Palestine.
Both sides will have obligations that they have to undertake, and both sides have to reach out and begin dialogue with one another on security issues and economic issues and political issues ultimately.